Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Neil Baker, psychic and author. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And today we're going to be, I guess we're continuing our discussion about codes in the birth dates, Neil. Today we're going to be talking about how to decipher creativity within a birth date, which is a very interesting topic to me personally, so I'm excited to hear what you have to say about this. But first, I want to let everybody know how to get in touch with us and stay connected. We've got a lot of callers in the queue. First thing I want to say before we get to our Facebook links and things like that is that we do talk for about 15 minutes prior to the show starting. So the callers that are in the queue will certainly be getting readings. Just hang on, but be patient because there's a little time to get to all the callers and get through our instructional segment. You may follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, callers and listeners. You may also join us on Facebook or Twitter. You can find Neil's books on Amazon.com. Actually, Kirk Douglas just came out with a... Isn't it Kirk Douglas that just came out with a book of poetry?
98 years old. I saw a couple of his poems. It's only an excerpt. I read a review in the LA Times, but it seems a little simple. But, you know, he's famous.
He's famous, so he gets to do whatever he wants. That's
how
it works.
Turns to gold. Yeah, but he's quite a profile, a prolific man, and he's done quite a bit. He's been in some fantastic movies, as well as he's a very good writer.
Oh, really?
He wrote some autobiographies that are Rag Picker's Son. And
oh,
And he's had quite a life.
I haven't read any of his books, but he's not as good of a poet. Based on the excerpts that I saw, but
you know, he and Jane Stewart, they two actors that came out with a little book of poetry that, I don't think they would have gotten published had they not had a name beforehand.
Right. Well, that's how it often goes. Yeah. Seems like if you're already famous, you can do anything, dance, sing, act, write cookbooks. The world is at your fingertips. Okay, Neil, so deciphering creativity.
Well,
creativity
and a birthday code is usually planted in the higher chakra regions of the body, meaning anything related to a 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, 5 and 6 are the main movements of creativity. Now, people are going to look at, I'm sure they're going to go and
look
break
at birth
through
dates.
Birth dates
and see
say,
that
well,
there's no 5 or 6.
Yeah, and that's where it gets a little tricky because the energies of 5s and 6s can be hidden between numbers and such things. And this brings us to another note about creativity. A human being can creatively produce energy that becomes transcendently artistic in some regards, even though their birthday codes may not merit such a trait. So when you're looking at a birth date, when I'm looking at a birth date and I'm looking for creativity, I'm usually searching for that 5-6 energy. That's the communication chakra and the third eye, the vision chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And creativity can be anything. I mean, it's writing and music and art, photography, just numerous accounts of energy. But we're looking at the main family of what creativity is. I mean, we can have creative scientists and creative mechanics, people who are inventors. That's creativity, isn't it? But the, But we're kind of looking at the
kind
the
of creative
entertain,
arts.
The creative arts. Yeah. And those elements come, they usually are not fresh. Us artists or people who spend their life being pursuing artistic goals, they're typically people who have visited the planet many times over.
Haven't we all visited the planet many times over?
Yes, but some of us do so in a way that does not promote the artistic fields. I mean, you know, great philosophers and teachers and people who are just skilled at a certain trait that is not considered artistic. We all have walked on the planet before many times. But if we're down here to be creative, and many of us would love to be, creativity seems to be, I mean, not too many people look up at the heavens and go, I want to be a plumber. You know, it's usually, I want to be a dancer, I want to be a writer, I want to be an artist. That's usually where we seek inspiration. So the arts are usually connected to being inspired. Inspired. And that concept of being inspired is something that's eternal that we hold. So it's not a traditional trait or a family tradition, so to speak. It's not a trade, in other words, that we become. Artists are not usually tradespersons. They're artistic people who have a vision, who have an expression, and they're trying to express that energy on a higher intellectual notion. And that's where we get the idea of muses and guides and spirits and angels and inspiration. Those are the things we usually equate with the artistic talents.
Well, you know, so many people want to be famous. I mean, I know that's different than being necessarily artistic, but we're in a culture that promotes fame through being in the public eye. And I think that, you know, our culture definitely has changed in that the people that were famous maybe 50 years ago had more merit, more artistic merit than many of the people that are at the forefront of the media today. So it gets confusing because promoting that idea of creativity within oneself to get to a place where you're able to express your creativity on a public stage, and how do we determine, you know, who's talented, who's not talented, and in a birth date code is specifically what I'm referring to, Neil.
The code of a birth date is an impression. It's an impression in numbers, and usually artists they want to make an impression, they want to have an impact, and they want to inspire.
I know artists personally who are extremely talented and have had many challenges, maybe have had some level of achievement in a career in an artistic area, but have also been faced with many, many hurdles in reaching that despite the talent. Then you look at someone who is not as talented. I mean, you know, we watch The Voice. I'll mention that. And these people on the show, it's like very frustrating to watch people with very little talent be promoted in this way. I know other people that have creative desires not on a major stage who, you know, don't have much talent.
We get into the idea of, is talent predestined? Is it fixed? Is it luck? I mean, anyone who studies the element of success usually says it's a lot of sweat and a lot of luck. And sometimes it's not a lot of sweat. There used to be a coffee shop called Schwab's where you just could go there and have a soda and be discovered. A lot of famous people were just discovered drinking a milkshake or walking down the street, and they're discovered and they're suddenly promoted and they're on their way just from their good looks. Other people struggle. They've got horrendous amounts of talent, and they never make it. Mm-hmm. They die in the streets. And some become successful and still die in the streets. Veronica Lake died a shopping, trash lady.
But she did reach a peak. She reached a peak.
So that's, you know, so many of us.
some people don't ever reach that peak, and they, you know.
Well, it's the idea that in a birth date.
And I'm not talking only talent, sorry. I'm not only talking talent. I'm talking about people who devote their lives to a craft and hone their abilities, you know, high level.
The
classical arts is what I'm talking about.
You know, the disciplines of artistic success is one thing. I mean, people work very hard at what they do. And they spend 14, 15 hours a day, 7 days a week working at their craft.
Okay, but go ahead. I'm sorry. The code of a birthday.
You know, we're looking at the codes because in a birthday code, I can decipher where success is hard-earned and not necessarily predestined, but hard-earned through perseverance. And I can see that code in a person's birth date, as opposed to someone saying, hey, look, just relax. You're going to be sleeping on your couch. You're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are energy levels that are in a birth date that are hidden there. They're actually secret codes, and they're hidden in there. And if you're wise enough and you read the code itself, you can decipher a person's level of success and how that line goes. I don't tend to get those people. I mean, when people have a level of success, they don't need a psychic. They don't need a seer. They're just there.
Well, you've dealt with many celebrities. I mean, that's true. So
I've dealt with celebrities, and I've dealt with celebrities at the peak of their top of their form, and they didn't need me for their success. They were looking more for soul-reaching attitudes. Some of them were constantly seeking for maybe that role that might gain them some award.
Right.
But a lot of my clients are people in the struggling mode of success, and that's where we have to do a rebirth within life. Because
okay.
A lot of these artists and musicians and writers and actors and actresses and such things, they have to create out of the shell, and I call it the shell of their karma. They have to bust through that and rebirth. And that becomes a very difficult process because the shell of one's karma can be very tough and very hard to get through. And especially if your birth date is compounded, it makes it extraordinarily difficult because it's not just a linear path to success. A lot of people have to do all kinds of traveling around, different jobs, waiting on tables,
right,
hitting the pavement.
Auditions. I mean, it's
constant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the question's asked, do I ever connect to a client who is not going to make it, and I see that that's not going to happen. Well, I would never discourage someone from not striving because I think that's the soul, the human soul's responsibility to keep striving and maybe create a miracle. But yes, indeed, I have seen, well, you know, a talent agent could look at you and say, you're not going to make it. I mean, some people just don't have it.
Right, so, but the people that may have it.
That may have it, and they're
struggling, and there's a problem within the birth date code. Can you just give us some clues about what that might look like in a birth date?
Well, when I'm looking at a birth date, I mean, I can pull out numbers because we're dealing with numbers
so
and codes, and I can pull out numbers like zeros and 11s and
right.
Date. Well, there's a problem. But you can't just take a zero and consider that to be the block or an 11 or whatever it may be. Some people profess 11 to be creative, and it can be. It's got a dark sign to it, but it can be very creative. You can't just decide that that's the one code. You have to look at the whole numbers and how they're spread and arranged across the board, and then incorporate that with the master number of a birth date,
uh-huh.
And then you can start to become creative, because what I like to do with people is I like to take their birth dates and shatter them.
Mm-hmm.
I like to rearrange the numbers. And you can do that creatively through cosmic energy. You can actually visualize your numbers but rearrange them in such a way that your more creative numbers are significant to the time that you're alive in terms of the year that you're alive.
So you're saying that creativity or talent you might find in a 5 or a 6, in a 5 or a 6 in a birth date. And is that right?
Yeah.
Am I accurate on that?
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a solid number, it may be easier for somebody to achieve success in a creative, artistic career. But if you see separations or drops of 5 or 6 or split 6s, would that indicate that there may be talent but more challenge?
It might be more challenging and more hidden. Now, you can have a 5 or a 6, but if it's next to a 1 or a 0, now that can produce a problem. But you know, it doesn't always necessarily equate to that. One of my, he's deceased now, but a client I had in the past was James Gandolfini. Now, he was born in 61.
Mm-hmm. And he had a drop of five.
He had a drop of five, and his six and one, that one there was a little difficult. And the unique thing about him was he was born on the same day and month as myself. Now, his energy, he comes with a different variety. Of course, he's an eight. So there's that commanding factor
power
that he had in his birth date that it tuned to a magnificence of talent.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a one which we had discussed, had a certain edge of tension in it, and a certain edge of, I guess you could call it darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Because that one is the reminder of a human being that you have a lot of karma in the earth, and you've got to be aware of just where your chakras go. So again, we can have the idea of what, not only those who achieve success, but those who maintain it or absolutely sabotage it, even though it may not be self-inflicted, and there may be other reasons for why someone has an immediate demise in their energy. A lot of our artists die prematurely, and it's not because of anything they really did. But everything kind of is attached to
it. It's another subject entirely.
Not all the time. I mean, sometimes it's just, you know, you're here for a brief flame and then you're gone. And that happens a lot with some of the characters that I've encountered, where those energy zones are sort of enmeshed in such a way that there's a confusion of energy. But I'll say this before we move to our callers. Creativity itself is creative. And a birth date can be creatively endowed with energy. So it's not that any one birth date code signifies a linear passage of fame or success or talent. A birth date can be suddenly transformed into something magical with the elements that we use in terms of arranging that birth date in a disarray of numbers that now becomes magically creative and transformative.
Right, and so you're saying, before we conclude, that you can blend numbers together, you can blend numbers together to create energy that might not otherwise be there.
You can.
By being very
creative.
And
you do that, well, significantly I do that in person,
mm-hmm.
because I'm dealing with a person's energy field, their breath, their astral energy, their third eye, and we take their birth dates and we move it into a whole new creative way. Now, usually when that happens, people have extraordinary third eye visions when they're with me, and they start to work through those energies and indeed find their true creative self.
All right, Neil. Well, you know, I owe you an apology, too, because I know I insulted your favorite show, The Voice.
Please. No letters, but... I find that the glorification of these people every single week. I mean, I'm probably going to get letters. I don't know why you brought it up, but
well,
it's a little bit like overboard.
Well,
to me.
It's bad. I mean, I have my own personal reasons for having an interest in that show, but if anybody wonders if Neil swears, drop in for that 2-hour period on a Monday night.
You're casting me in a dark light.
No, I'm not.
There are people there that are very talented on that show.
Well,
extremely.
That's another subject. It's debatable.
I think what happens is that the glory and the glorification of one's talent is almost like an overnight thing. I mean, how many of us remember? A lot of those winners don't go on to do anything.
They don't go on to do anything, and there's a lack of development in many of the people. So you can have talent, yes, but, I mean, you just don't open your mouth and sing. And a lot of people think that, you know, you can do that. That's not really the road. But anyway, we got to get to our callers, because that is another ball of wax. Okay, let's bring on 337. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am wonderful.
You know, it's very fuzzy. I can't hear your voice.
Hold on one second. Is that better?
That's better. What's your name and birth date, please?
My name is Candace. My birth date is November 23rd. 1983.
And Candace, where are you calling from?
Louisiana.
And is it Candace with an A or an I? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
17. C-A-N-D-I-S.
Oh, Candace. Okay. Yes, I think we've spoken with you. Now I remember your spelling.
C-A-N-D-I-S?
Yeah, Candace. Oh. It's different.
Okay.
The different spelling.
I've got 2010-1. Yeah.
Okay, Candace, what's your question?
Well, I would love... Well, wow. I would like to know... I was just noticing when you were talking about, because I mean, I'm a musician and a singer too, but that's not really why I call or anything like that. But I would love to wonder and wondering what you pick up on my love life.
Oh, love life, okay.
Love life? Well, Candace, your love life is a little bit, it's challenging. I mean, I see where your voice energies are. You know, you're born on the 23rd. That's
five,
and the distance between
eight
and three is a five. So you've got this end element. You have an eight in there too. So that's pretty good news. You have an 11, which is challenging, and you have an 11 too. Now that 11 in your month formulating into a two, when you add it together and you get a two, that's your sexual energy. That's your relationship stuff. And you're 31 years old, you had a karma at 28, so 28, you probably had some kind of relationship, but there would have been a breakup somewhere around that. Yeah. So now when we move forward in time, and you're now 31, you're probably, 31 is an interesting age because before you hit November and you're 32, which is going to be another strong age, I'm predicting for you on the air today, a relationship, if you're not already in one, if you're not already in one, I'm predicting one between 31 and 32 years old. Now, the 31 is the beginning and end of your energies. There's a 1-3 in your beginning of, and end of your birth date. But that's actually transforming itself into a 31. The 32 is your inverted 23 in your day. So somewhere in those zones, Candace, you have a relationship. Now, this person, I believe, is from, you've known the person through two other lifetimes. So this is the third time you're going to be with this person. There's going to be a kind of walk. You'll find that after you meet the person, you're going to be walking with them on a pier or somewhere where there's a ground level, and you're walking and you see the ocean or the water around you. You're around a lot of water when you're with this person. And she said she's from Louisiana.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there's lakes or maybe you're going to be traveling with. Oh, are there? Because I've never been to Louisiana. But
there are alligators in Louisiana?
Well, there are alligators. Yeah, I guess you could say there's water or there's alligators and things like that. So I do feel that there's going to be some water element among you. Now, the person, Candace, you asked about your love life, and we're on the radio trying to make it entertaining for everybody. But you okay?
Sorry.
The element is that this person has something to do with either agriculture or farming or food. A restaurant. I can't quite get around it yet, but there's something regarding a food product around the person. So it's either going to be through agricultural, cooking, restaurant. There's something to do with the food industry in its broad spectrum of definition. So I'm seeing something about that zone. And there's going to be something, Candace, that you're going to be connecting to on this food level. So I don't know, maybe the person will reawaken or give birth to your idea of food or cooking or that kind of restaurant mentality type thing. Or maybe you already have that zone going on for you. A lot of musicians and singers do cookbooks. But
didn't I say that earlier?
Yeah. But I'm getting that about the person. There's something about a chef quality about the person, Candace. So I don't know. Radio readings are brief here, and I just want to give you a little bit of news about what I see coming up for you. And I don't know if any of this makes sense. It may not, but give it some time, and you'll see it will as the pages unfold, I think, before you.
Okay, Candace.
Okay. Okay.
Hopefully that helps. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
562-596-7818. Yes, we have to make these readings short today because we've got lots of callers in the queue. We're going to be trying to get to each one of you today. Let's see where I am here because all these callers are moving around. For some reason, the board is not organized today. 206 is next. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi,
good morning.
Hi.
Hi, this is AJ.
AJ, hi AJ. And AJ, where are you calling from and what is your birth date, please?
I'm calling from California and my birth date is October
15th, correct? 1-5?
1-6.
1-6. Okay. We've got interesting. 2-8-18. 30 equals 3, and he's got a 5 and a 6, kind of on topic so far with our callers today, and that 5 and 6 energy. What's your question, AJ?
A relationship question. Just kind of wanted to see what was coming up.
All right.
Well, AJ, first of all, your voice, the vibration of your voice, I'm getting, were you at one point in about a 3-year relationship somewhere in your life that broke up after about 3 years it lasted?
Yeah, a last one.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, so I'm going to move from there, and I'm getting around April. I'm seeing something coming up in April for you. Now, with that in mind, are there any April birth dates or people you know that were born in April? Not, they don't have to be lovers or anything, just people you know.
My sister is April.
Okay. So, well, that's close because your sister, female, April. So your next relationship is from a past life family zone. That means specifically that the next relationship you have will be from a tribal zone. So it's somebody that you knew in a past life tribal setting. In other words, they lived in your neighborhood or you were virtually in a tribe and they lived in that tribe. It might have been more going back in time. I'm getting some boats and energy around you, canoeing, wilderness. I might be going backwards in time to find these images, but are you a camping type? Do you like to go to the mountains or hike or canoe? Or are you not that type at all?
No, I'm definitely a kind of a camping kind of person. And I'm actually in a relationship right now, and we actually started dating in April last year.
Do you have a birth date? Should I get a birth date?
April? Of last year. So this
is
it.
April.
Yeah, this is the one.
Yeah.
Don't mention her name.
His birthday's July 23rd, 1978.
July 23rd, 1978.
I knew it was going to be a he, not a she.
Well, you know,
21.
To me,
22.
I don't care if it's a he or a she. It doesn't make any difference to me. I mean, we're all basically male and female psyche.
11,
so,
12, 22.
You know, if I said she or he, 16. Don't worry about that.
No.
Okay. 11,
7, 10,
10, 11, 12, 32, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 37, 10, 1. 10-1. Well, that's the 31. Well, that's interesting because we were talking about 31. The former caller was 31 years old. Well, you've got an interesting situation going on with this person. There's a 4 in there. Well, 4 is April. Hey, this is pretty intense. I'm getting a lot of 4 energies because you met in April. I talked about April. You become a 4 together. You're a 3, and this other individual is a 1. That's a 4. There's actually a 4 in your day. The person's 3 to your 1 is a 4. We got some pretty strong things going on here. Well, the only thing I can tell you is that this is tribal.
Okay.
There's going to be a something to do with camping keeps coming in, and it's really weird because it's like I'm in a different world right now, but the symbols of the world is you're camping and you're kind of opening up a can of beans and you're doing the campfire thing. I hope this isn't going to be like what's that movie with Mel Brooks with the campfire
yeah.
thing? Oh boy. But
Blazing
Saddles, yeah. Well, let's
okay.
not hope so.
Okay.
But let's just put
enough.
It as beans,
please.
And that's it. The idea now that there is going to be something to do with a romantic setting in wilderness with water and waterfalls and such things. So I don't know if you're ever considering marriage with this person, but there
we're
is
engaged.
I'm sorry?
We're engaged.
Oh, there I go. Hey, we got a winner. Okay, well, come down, pick up your prize. The two of you are soulmates.
That's good. That's not always something Neil says, AJ. Soulmate connection isn't as common as most people would think.
No, I don't use that. I think that term is so overused that, it's like a pack of gum that you keep chewing. Soulmates is something unique. I think we got a soulmate energy. So, I'm predicting great things for the two of you, and your engagement is going to turn into a romantic marriage.
Wonderful.
The doves are flying in the air and everything.
Great.
Okay.
And
my only concern was the drinking.
Oh boy.
That's a concern.
yeah.
I would be concerned too, but you got to get a hold on. I mean, there's got to be. I'm still backing the relationship, but I think there's got to be some work done on that level. The idea when you have a 10 in your energy, there's darkness, and you have an 11 because you're 101. So indeed, there's a little bit of a little trouble in there. But drinking and alcoholism doesn't mean that you can't be soulmates. It just means that something's got to be done. This person's got to figure something out. That's a whole different radio show.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Reading. It's a different reading, AJ, but it's a good start for you. You're always welcome to call the show again. You can also call Neil directly, 562-596-7818. And briefly, soulmates means that you met on an astral level in the soul realm and came down to fulfill something with that individual. Doesn't mean that you're necessarily lovers. Sometimes you are lovers, but sometimes it's a friend, a sister, a brother,
yeah.
a parent. So it's any type of relationship. Soulmates doesn't mean like, this is the person you're supposed to be walking off into the sunset with for
no,
eternity.
No, not necessarily. It means that your souls have mated in the astral
realm.
And mating in the astral realm doesn't necessarily mean sexual intercourse.
Right.
It's a whole different element of what mating is in the astral realm.
Right. And there's karmic mates, people that you have karma with, meaning past life karma. This is not the same thing as soulmates because it's karma on the earth, not in the astral realm. You don't
That's
have
right.
karma in the astral realm. Twin souls is an entirely different thing as well. So
that's a different category.
Different
yeah.
category. So just want to clarify that for our listeners. Okay. 786 is our next caller. Hi there. 786, are you there? Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you, Norvelis?
Oh, hey, Norvelis. How are you?
Hi, Neil.
Hi, Norvelis.
Can we get your birthday, please?
Hi, I'm calling. This is 5 Energy, 12-15-76.
She's a 6, but go ahead. 3,
yes.
4.
No, my birthday is on Monday, so I want to know what's Neil.
Happy birthday. Wait.
Yeah, next Monday, the 15th, yeah.
12-15.
Oh, 12-15?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's a 6.
12-15-76, energy 5.
Oh, yeah, she's a 5. It's 5?
32-5.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you were a 6, but you're a 5 already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Neil? What do you want to know about Monday?
She's just wondering, she wants a reading.
Oh.
General.
Because my birthday's coming up, I'm just wondering if there's something
okay.
new, something excited.
Well, you celebrate, your master number is 5, so you're not a multiple of 5, but you are on a multiple of 5, just past a multiple of 5 from the age of 32 when you had your karma change. So
mm-hmm.
32 to 37 is a whole sequence now of your master number of 5. You're now 38, so you're about to celebrate a new element of life. This new element of life is going to involve, symbolically involve a garden. So whether you do have any literally speaking, a connection to a garden or growing things, that's great. But I'm talking more on an esoteric, symbolic plane that you're planning something new. There's a new energy coming up this year for you where your Novellis is you're actually going to be planning a new element of your life. So there's something coming up. It's either a new idea, a new home, a new job. There's something, a new creative element. There's something coming up creatively for you this year that's going to take root and it's going to blossom. So it's going to be at least symbolically like growing a garden and seeing the fruit in the same year that you grew, you started the garden. So I'm seeing something along that line. Someone is also going to be celebrating a birth. There's a child being born, a birth. So there's someone in your social circle that's going to be giving birth, or there's a celebration of a child coming into the tribal energy of your life. So I'm seeing that. I'm seeing some travel coming in. So there's some travel plan. Now, that may not hit until summer, but there's some travel plan going on in there. And I'm seeing you winning something. I don't know, maybe this is the year to conservatively invest in a lottery. I don't usually do lottery tickets for people, but this might be to conservatively play the lottery game because you could win something this year. So those are a few elements. Are you planning anything with anybody, any births that are coming up this year? Are you planning any traveling?
Well, I have a friend that her daughter is going to have twins.
Okay. That's, yeah.
But they're not related to me.
No, it's in your social circle. So that's,
yes.
That's strong. I see you traveling a little bit. And so, you know.
Remodeling my house.
That's a new floor. Yeah, that's all of that stuff, Novellis, is what I'm seeing. This is going to be a good year for you.
Okay, in the romantic level.
Romantic.
We don't have a lot of time.
The romantic level is you're going to have to. Well, that's a little challenging, but I think what we've got is we're in the realm of possibility for a relationship coming in. It's going to occur probably after the house is remodeled, because there's a connection. We haven't gone through the connection of what home and creativity means in one's life, because there is a connection between birth date and the dress of the home, changes in the home. So I do believe that you're going to probably, as the year progresses, experience a relationship, but it's going to happen after this remodeling is done.
Okay. Well, hopefully it's helpful, Nathalie. Happy birthday. Thanks for your call.
Oh.
Bye. And Nordvelis can get a hold of you, 562-596-7818. She can also join us on Facebook or Twitter. She's gone. Okay. 509 area code is next. Sounds like the ringing in my ear that's been happening.
Hello?
Over the past.
Hello?
Hi, who's this? Hi.
Hey, this is Erica. My brother's moving out in January, and yesterday I posted that I need a roommate.
Erica, slow down. We need to get your birthday. I don't have everything right in front of me. Let's get your birth date first before we ask your question.
12/4/93.
And you just had a birthday. Happy birthday. 7/17.
Thanks.
Okay, go ahead.
My brother's going to be moving out in January, and I'm looking for a job, but I don't want to be, like, you know, hassling about bills. And so I posted yesterday that I need a roommate, and I was wondering if Neil sees that happening, like, me getting, like, a good roommate. I don't know.
Need a good roommate.
Well, you're 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's inverted 12 here, and you want a roommate. I'm seeing a roommate. I am seeing a roommate. Okay. So I'm seeing a roommate come in. Now, the roommate that's coming in, again, tends to be someone karmically connected to you. In other words, you're just not getting a roommate. You're getting someone you've known from a past life. I do see a male figure, so I don't. Now, the male figure is either he was a male in a past life, or you're literally stepping into a world where there's a man coming in to be a roommate. Do you have any preference for a roommate, male or female?
I put preferably a girl, but, I mean, if it's, like, a nice guy and he's just really focused, it's going to be just for 3 months. It's temporary. So, yeah.
You're just doing it for 3 months and it's temporary?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I'm moving.
She's moving.
I get it, Erica. I agree with you that I wouldn't advise you to have a male roommate because that can be a little problematic and you want your, you know, you want to have some safety boundary lines. But the energy of what I'm seeing is if you do get a female, there's going to be a brief connection because you, if it's a female, you did know this person in a past life with a male, as a male. So there is some male energy around the person. Now, if it's also a female, she's going to be bringing a boyfriend into your home. So there's going to be a guy there anyways because I do see a guy entering the premises back and forth during that time zone. But I do think you're going to get somebody. I'm seeing something. It's really weird, but there's something. I'm throwing the ball way out of the ballpark right now, but there's something going on about Wisconsin with you. I don't know yet how it's going to manifest, but Wisconsin is going to manifest.
Okay. All right. So when do you see this roommate coming in?
Well,
January, right? Yeah, January.
Maybe January 10th or 11th. When are you moving?
In March, or like March, end of March, I'm moving. So.
Well.
Yeah, it's just gonna be temporary.
I think you know we're probably looking at somewhere. By the first week of January, they've already kind of moved in. They're there. So, you know, just keep looking. I think they're going to be coming in around that time. You know, when you have a three-month period, that's a very unique situation to have somebody just be a roommate for 3 months. But I do see elements coming in with you. And.
But is it going to be a good move, though? Like, is the person going to be a good person? Like, I'm not going to let just anyone, or I'm going to be pretty picky on who I'm going to, you know, want to live with.
Well, yeah, be picky. Be picky, but, you know, you're asking for a challenge. You know, move in, only be here 3 months, and then get out of here. You know, it's a roommate for 3 months. Can they take over the lease or anything?
No, uh-uh. Well, at least, no. Mm-mm.
No, so, you know, you got a little bit of a trouble there. It's very challenging, but I do see somebody coming in. And, I think it's going to be okay, but, you know, because it's a call back and, you know, it's a rough
as
they are.
Okay.
So no fight, right?
I'm sorry?
No fight.
Well, she's saying no fight, roommate.
No fights with the roommate?
Well.
No, I don't see anything. I don't see anything.
Okay.
Going to be having a fight with the roommate.
It's just, I would say, how many people are going to move in for 3 months? You've got to find someone who's in a transitional period of their life, maybe that's only staying in the area for 3 months, which is
going to
be tough.
Yeah, someone who just needs 3 months while they look for a place or something, and maybe they need to, you know, it might be like that, and there's some kind of educational thing going on with somebody around you, but it has to do with schooling.
She's going to a different college. She's in school now, and you're not remembering that.
No.
She's muted right now, but that's the educational move.
Oh, I
she's
didn't
moving
know that.
To,
oh.
Yeah, and she's pursuing, I believe, criminal justice or something like that.
Oh, then that's what I'm seeing. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't. I didn't
no,
remember.
I know you don't. Okay, so 407 is next at 951, and then if we have time, 804. Good morning, 407, Michelle.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. Yes. 1775, and she's a 30 equals 3. Hi.
No, I'm 1774.
Oh, 74. I'm sorry, I wrote this down wrong. Maybe I have the number wrong. Michelle. Go ahead, Michelle, with your question. 1717-74, 9-19. No, I have the master number right, but the birth date wrong. Okay, 30 equals 3.
No.
What's your Michelle.
My question is, hey, Neil, what do you see for me for 2015?
Hey, Neil.
Hey, Neil.
I like
hey,
hail,
Neil.
Hail, Neil. I like, you know, I like that Caesar in me comes up. What do I see for what?
2015.
What do I see for 2015? You're 40 years old. I'm seeing that you connect to somebody with children. It's really weird, but I'm seeing suddenly there's children. Have I ever done a reading with Michelle?
On the radio.
On the radio? Is there any divorce in your life or in your parents' life or anything?
I'm divorced.
Oh,
well,
you're
that
divorced.
That would be, yes.
So do you have children?
No.
No? Well, are you in a relationship right now?
Yes, but that person does not have children.
Doesn't have children. Well, that you're in a relationship now, and so I'm seeing children coming in, so there's something to do with children. Do you have any siblings who have children?
No.
Okay, there's something to do, Michelle, with children coming in. It's really weird, but children are suddenly entering your world in the year 2015. I don't think you're going to have a baby or anything. I'm not suggesting that. But there's something to do with children, and it's probably worthy of some kind of exploration that I can't quite get too deep into on the radio. But there's something to do with children. Did you ever know anyone who did any teaching or anything with children? Or what's the closest connection you have with children as we speak?
I'm a teacher, and I have taught children in the past. But I mostly teach adults.
Sure.
I don't normally teach children.
These are nothing, none of this is coming from Neil's memory bank. I mean, he deals
no.
with so, so many people. So everything's very fresh in case we've talked about it.
Oh, yeah. If I remember it,
no,
I would
we haven't
tell
talked
you.
About
So
okay.
I don't remember, to tell you the truth, Michelle, I don't remember talking. I just don't, you know, I might try to clear my brain out at my age, so I don't remember, unless I tell you I do. But I'm getting teacher around you, and you have taught children. So there's something now deeper to explore with that, because there's some kind of level about that part of your life that's going to return. Now, it may not be literally children coming in, but I'm taking that bit of information, and I'm moving it into the present, because I've got to decide what the karmic tie is that you have on this planet in this lifetime with children. So something's moving forward. Have you ever wanted to do anything artistic, like write? Any dreams?
I occasionally do some writing for my work.
Okay. Well, then, you know, we're getting into a kind of the meat of a reading, and there's something that is being explored that I'm getting with you that's creatively speaking, that's connected, and it has something to do with how your connection to teaching and children keeps evolving throughout your life. Maybe it morphs into other forms, but it does come from that original premise. So something's growing from that space, and it's going to manifest in the year 2015 and become a, quote, event. So there's something to do with that. The children may be something new entering your domain. It may be something new and fresh. So symbolically speaking, we're talking about children, but it may be there's something new coming in. So that's intriguing. And, you know, it's still, I understand it's mysterious. My content today is mysterious, but it is validated by the sense that I'm picking up you being a teacher and you had taught children, so there's something coming in. And if you're planning something in the year 2015 that feels new, if you've already setting the stage for that, that may be part of it. But there's going to be a little bit of traveling in there too for you.
Okay, and travel, when do you think I'll be traveling?
The traveling gets more into the April, May, spring. I'm seeing some traveling, some strange traveling degree of energy going on.
Okay, Michelle. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Okay, thanks, Neil. Bye.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have Nathaniel here.
951.
Hi, 5157, right? Yeah. Okay, 28101, right? Nathaniel, what's your question today?
What's the
5157.
Well, I've been in a transition. I'm looking for work, and I want to see if you see me move into a new location or something like that.
Okay, so you're out of work, and you are wanting to possibly move. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm way out in Barstow, and there's not much, there's really not many people out here. I mean, there is some work, but, I might be offered work in another area, because there's more, jobs.
Is there anything with technology with him?
What
do you do?
He's a security guard.
Security guard?
Yeah. Are you in Barstow,
that's
California?
Over 100 jobs I've had.
There's over 100 jobs you've had. What's the technology job you had with technology?
Graphic arts. Not recently, though.
Yeah, that's technology. We've only discussed the security guard job on the radio. Yes, so you're right, Neil.
So
graphic
arts is
technology.
I'm getting something to do with graphic arts, Nathaniel. Are you actively seeking anything in that arena?
Yes, I'm trying to.
Okay, well, that's what I'm getting. So we've got the general approach to get there is sound and secure. But that's the general approach. Now, there's something blocking in the energy field why you're not manifesting the job itself. So the approach is right towards technology. I guess security guards, I imagine you could land something somewhere, but if that's not really what you want to do is stand around and be a security guard and you want to do something in technology and use more of your brain, there's nothing wrong with security guards, but... If you're trying
well,
to...
Well, you really are called to do a lot, at one time. If someone's, gets murdered or something or anything, someone gets in a car accident or, if there's some kind of problem, you have a lot to do at one point, and it's kind of boring, and it's not very good pay unless you have a gun somewhere in a really, bad place,
I guess...
A job. Lifeguard, other kinds of stuff. I mean, I've been all kinds of stuff.
You've been all kinds of stuff. And I don't know, I guess today I'm trying to move away from the security guard stuff and move more towards technology. So if you're in the graphic arts and you have some talent there, that might be what I'm heading towards. Is there anybody with an irregular heartbeat or a heart problem or a breathing problem in your family?
Him.
Yeah, I'm picking that energy up as I'm speaking to you. So I want you to either you're aware of it, so you've done your sufficient checkups, or maybe you need to be checked. There's something I'm getting in there. Now that may be part of the block, Nathaniel, that has to be cleared, because when I'm talking to you, I'm starting to feel this force in my breathing, in my heart, and my lungs. That I'm a little bit concerned about, but it could just be a psychic block that needs to be cleared. And then I have a feeling you're going to find something in sort of graphic arts or graphic design that might help you out a little bit. The best I can say to you is I'll try to use my devilish powers to make something happen. I don't mean devilish.
Devil,
but,
I was going to say.
it's just a phrase. We'll see what I can do on that part. But look towards the graphic designs that might help you work this through to get to your job situation.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much, Neil. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You're bye-bye. Welcome, Neil. Bye. Okay. 804.
So saw
got
that
one
color.
More. Yeah, it's Liz. 38.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Liz.
How are you guys?
Good. Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Just finishing work. And I was just going to see if you could maybe connect with my sister and see if she has any ideas for me about getting her a gravestone.
Okay, we've got like 4 minutes. It's a tall order in a 4 minutes.
We have a gravestone. Well, the only thing your sister is giving me right now is something to do with sewing or knitting. Who was the person with the clothes, love sewing, knitting, clothes design, fashion?
I mean, that's all of us, all of the girls, and my other sisters, my mom, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's part of the story as I put my puzzle together. And did you ever in your whole life know anybody named Julie?
Oh, I'm sorry, say that again?
In your whole life, did you ever know a woman named Julie?
Yes.
Who's Julie?
The one that comes to mind is actually somebody that I work for. And
okay,
she's also a friend.
She's a friend. Well, I'm connecting to your sister, and I'm starting to unravel vibrations that she's giving me, and I'm trying to formulate it into a sensible language. So I'm starting to get something to do with clothes, fashion, something to do with jewelry. But you're asking me about a headstone, so I've got to see what your sister's saying about that headstone. There's something to do with birds on it. She liked the idea of flight, birds.
Yeah, that would make sense. I guess, you know, when she died, like my parents, they don't have any money. So they were given money for her funeral by some churches and whatnot. And but, you know, they don't have any money for a gravestone. And I've, for the last couple years since she passed, I've really wanted to try to figure out a way to make that happen.
Well, we don't have a lot of time, but
I'm making
a connection with her, Liz, and there seems to be something that she's starting to vibrate energies towards me that I'm starting to formulate into a language. And you know, it just takes more time than we have on the radio. Because
yeah.
If there's an idea that we have to find money for this headstone, then that's a whole different story. But so far, I do feel I have a connection with her, and there's some kind of language. There's some kind of language going on between us, so there might be a cause or something. I'd have to go into greater depth of language with you, but
yeah,
there's something that there may be something that she did where there might be a donation in return, but it's too much for the amount of time we've got left.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. Well, thank you anyway. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, Liz. Thank you. And that's it for today, Neil. We're out of callers and out of time. So we will see everyone on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Thanks for joining us. Bye.